Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday on LA Talk Radio. And I want to remind you that LA Talk Radio rebroadcasts us on several different nights on both channels. But you can't talk to us live on that night. But you can talk to us live now. 323-203-0815 is the call-in number. And I want to remind everybody, you get a lot of emails about this. Dr. Allen does indeed take private phone appointments. And Dr. Allen will talk to you from anywhere from 15 minutes to as long as you need. She does specialty appointments, including and not limited to your script. She does also private speaking engagements. And if you get some friends or family together and you want to have a group, we do that. She just speaks to giant crowds and tiny crowds. So info at Dr. Pat Allen is the way to find out about that. You'll be contacting Sue Wagner. And if you want to sign up for any of our upcoming classes, it's www.wantistore.com. Sign up for the newsletter at www.drpatallen.com. And until then, and while we're jib-jabbing, I'm going to say, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
Good. I want to be alive and working on the air.
Beautiful. I agree. What's shaking? I heard you had a class last weekend.
Yes, I did.
Beautiful. Hey, we've got a caller. Are you ready to work?
It was self-enhancement.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, let's see what... Anyway, let's see that was what it was.
Beautiful. Let's see what our first caller has to say. Hey, caller, live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hey, good... Yes, good evening, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
I'm calling in about my fiance. Hi. I'm a man dating a woman, actually engaged. And it's been very good. Actually, our
you
communication
want to be
has
cherished
gotten
first
a lot better.
Second, right?
No. I want to be respected first.
Which one do you want? Do you want to be cherished first for your feelings and wellness, or do you want to be respected first?
Respected.
Well, then, how can you be? What? Why did you say you were a woman in a man's body?
No, I said I'm a man dating a woman.
Oh, you're a man dating a woman. I misheard you. Well, I'm getting my hearing aids upgraded, so maybe I'll do better next week.
Okay.
Now that I know you want to be respected,
so everything...
are you getting respected?
It's getting better. It's getting better.
Oh, that's good.
She is now
a learning curve is always expected.
Yes, she's actually coming to me now, making appointments when she wants to discuss
something.
Oh, got
it. I love it.
She even told me, like, I have the right to think that way. So it's getting better. It's been getting better.
Good. Then to what do I owe this phone call?
Well, I just have a question.
What is it?
Okay, so I found out that she had been seeing her ex for dinner. And
okay.
I was wondering
intercourse, just dinner?
So, yes.
Okay, so they still have a
That's
chemical
what she said.
Connection.
Yes, they have a son too.
Oh, they have a son.
They have a child together.
My goodness. That is a wonderful reason
yeah.
to have a connection as long as a friendship. But for what reason are you as the stepfather
yes.
not available to the meetings?
Because she does ask me to go. Anyway, she said this happened a long time ago at the very beginning of our relationship.
Oh, I see. It's not a new thing. It's an old thing. Well, that's good. It's an old
thing. I don't know. That's yeah. She says it's an old thing. She swears by it. She still says that she loves me and wants to be with me and doesn't want to be with him only to have him around because he's the father, which I completely understand because I have children too, and I'm around them all the time just for them. I'm not around my ex because I love her. I'm around her because I love my kids.
How
so I understand.
How old is your stepchild?
6.
He's 6 years old, so he's over 5. So it's okay if he starts to see you as a father figure too. So are you willing to challenge him
yes.
to either stop seeing him alone and take you with her as a stepfather, which he hopefully would like to
yes.
know so that he can participate in the parenting system, or that she basically deals with him through the lawyer? Were they ever married?
No.
Okay, so there's no
they
lawyer involved.
Married.
Okay, which would you prefer? Do you want
yes.
to join them for a co-parenting meeting, or do you want her to stop seeing him and just do it through the, you know, through the phone? Maybe you and she on the phone with him.
I would like to be involved. I would like to be front
okay.
and center, you know. Yeah.
So do you know how to get
yeah, and that's the
her?
Issue.
What is it?
Yes. The
that
issue
you
is
want to participate.
Yes.
Okay, so do you
she
want
doesn't
to practice?
Want me to,
I am your woman and you're gonna ask me to bring you along to a co-parenting meeting or lunch or dinner or whatever you're doing. Or maybe the three of you
yes.
be with the boy. Is it a boy or a girl?
A boy.
A boy. Okay.
The boy. Yeah.
So act as if you're talking to her.
Okay, honey, I want to, next time you meet with your ex,
no,
with
you
the father
haven't
of your
made
son, I want to go with.
Wait, you haven't made the appointment.
Okay,
you
okay,
haven't
okay.
said, I want to talk to you about my step-parenting with you and our son's father. Is it comfortable for you to listen to what I have to say? Make an appointment for the subject.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
Honey, I have something I would like to, honey, I have something I would like to ask you regarding.
You would like.
Two
people
want
to buy your car.
And,
one would like to buy it. One wants to buy it. Who's got the money?
Who wants to buy it?
You know what you signaled me when you said would like? I don't expect to get it, and it makes it easier
you don't
for
know.
You to say no. Now take three. Come on.
I
Let's
see.
Go three times.
Okay. Honey, I want to discuss you meeting with the father of your child with me. I want to talk about going out with you next time that you go out with your ex.
Now ask how she feels about listening.
When do you have
you?
Time?
No, when do you have time and
how do you feel?
Your wife
oh.
needs to be respected, and she needs to be cherished. Is it comfortable
okay.
for you to hear what I have
okay.
to say now?
Okay, okay. Is it comfortable for you to hear what I have to say now?
Yes, what is it? Now you make a stroke. I so appreciate you having a son that I can stepfather. Stroke her.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. I so appreciate you have, I so appreciate you having a son that I have the opportunity to co-parent.
However, I want to be included in your dinners, your phone calls, your letters about your and my son, stepson. How do you feel about including me with so-and-so and you for the purpose of co-parenting?
Okay. How do you feel about listening to me now? I want to be included in meetings with your ex-husband for dinners, for lunch, and for going out and being together and co-parenting.
Now, what do you ask her? Do you ask her what she thinks or how she feels about it?
How do you feel about that?
I feel weird.
How do you feel about me wanting to?
She said, I don't like it. I want to see him alone and you alone. Now what are you going to do? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that if you want to keep hiding me from your friends, from your ex, from everybody, that you're hiding something from me, and I feel like I can't trust you.
You do what?
I don't think I can trust you. If you keep hiding me from everyone, I don't think I can trust you. Like, you're hiding me. You don't want someone to see me. You don't want anybody to know about me because you're afraid that.
All right, all right.
If someone finds out.
All right, I'll let you join us. I'll let you join us, but I'm not comfortable. But if you don't fight with him and you become part of the team, I will appreciate it. So will you treat him respectfully?
I will. I will definitely treat him. I don't want any problems. I'll treat him respectfully so there's no problems. For you, for me, for anybody, I just want to be with you, and I just want to let you know that I enjoy spending time with you, and I do trust you when you show me that you trust the
book. Now, what do you think? I'm back on duty here. What do you think about that practice, appointment, and request? Do you think that's appropriate for what you want?
Yes, I think I've been going about it the wrong way. I kept asking her when would be a good time rather than how she felt about it. And
that's respect. Women need
honestly,
to feel cherished.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm
going to
ask her more how she feels about it.
Yeah. Good.
Yep.
So I wish you well.
Okay, I'm going to ask her how she feels about it.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do that. Okay, and report back.
Yeah, caller. Let us know what happens.
Sounds great.
Good luck.
Good.
Okay.
Luck.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. You're welcome.
All right. Nice call. Very
that
interesting.
That was a very good call. Remember, people, I'm a marriage, family, child therapist. I'm an addiction specialist certified in alcoholism and sexual addiction, which goes together perfectly. I'm a transactional analyst I'm not a psychoanalyst, that's Freud. I'm not an analyst, that's Jung. I'm an Eric Bernian transactional analyst. Beware of your thoughts, they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. Making money at the bank, being healthy in your doctor's office, and being balanced in every loving relationship.
Indeed. We've got another caller on. Are we ready for another? All right.
Let's see how many people we can handle.
All right. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
What is it?
Thank you for having me tonight.
You bet.
Thank you for calling.
I am calling with a question. So a man met me.
Good. So you were the girl and he was the boy.
Yes.
Men have male bodies but female souls. Women have female bodies but male souls. There are four entities in every relationship, two men and two women. We're all transgender. Everybody.
Agreed.
Okay, so now what are you going to ask?
So he texted me. We went out on a date. It ended well. We made another date. We went out. He already tried to have intercourse, and I let him know. This is before I started listening to you, so I didn't really know what to say. But I did let him know that I don't just do that. So then we went out again, and again, he tried. And I said, you know, I'm really not comfortable with that. So then, anyway, he ended up coming over after I got off work, and he brought over like food and alcohol, and we ended up drinking and eating, and I ended up having intercourse with him before making any boundary.
You know
or
why?
Commitment.
Because the alcohol knocked out your feelings.
Yeah.
And the alcohol knocked out his thinking, and
yeah.
You people went against your spiritual nature in favor of your animal nature, which is good,
yeah.
But it costs.
Yes, and I'm learning that. So now he didn't text me for a week after that. He finally texted. He wants to hang out. And now instead of asking me out on a date or bringing over food, now it's just he wants to hang out.
He wants to hang out and have sex.
Yes. So my question for you, is there any way of fixing this? Or,
yes,
I mean, I know I
messed
up.
You'll make an amends. You'll make an amends to him for knocking out your feelings. I want to take 50% responsibility for my giving you me at no boundary cost.
Okay.
I will never have intercourse with you casually without a commitment to monogamy, continuity, and longevity goals similar. So in order to defend that position, I'm not going to drink or take mind-altering chemicals. I do not want to make that mistake again. What do you think about that, sir? What would he say to that?
I'm not really too sure, but I feel like he would say something along the lines of, I just got out of a relationship. I'm only looking for something casual. I don't really want to be in a monogamous relationship, because he hasn't directly said that. But
you're mind reading.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did your dad screw around on your mom?
Yes.
And that's where you got your fear.
Yes.
So are you willing to set a boundary for this human being?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And remember, he didn't call you for a week because he was guilty. He felt responsible for talking you into having sex.
Really?
But as nature would have it, he wanted it again. So
yeah.
Did you go out with him?
This is only this week, and he wants to hang out for tomorrow.
All right. Are you prepared for the discussion?
I feel like I am, maybe with a little bit of your help. I'm going to set an appointment.
Well, if you take any mind-altering chemicals, I promise you, he will penetrate your body with his penis.
Yeah. So the plan is to not do that.
That's what I think. Okay?
So I was going to set up an appointment. Thank you.
Report back.
I will. So do you think I should start by setting up an appointment saying I have something sensitive to talk to you about?
No, you shouldn't. You should wait until he asks for intercourse, because he may decide out of guilt not to ask for it, and you'll look silly.
Okay.
By the by, I don't want to have intercourse with you, and he may say, I wasn't going to ask you.
Got it. So wait until he does, and then once he does, still make an appointment, or
do
I no longer
need to? The first thing you say is, I appreciate you're sexually interested in me, but I'm not interested in casual sex. If you want a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, ask away.
Got it. And what if he says no? Let him walk away.
Then you'll say, I would not consider having sex with you without at least a boyfriend-girlfriend, monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship commitment.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Let us know.
Thank you. That helped a lot. Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Kelly, did you happen to hear on the radio and TV the girl that said, okay, man, you're not going to let us have abortions. We're going to stop having sex with you. And I went, oh, my God. The message is getting out there.
I missed that, but that's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It's really wild. I think we've got a caller on live. Hey, caller, are you live with us tonight? Do you have a question? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Okay. The caller left. Okay, I guess they changed their mind. Maybe they got shy. Sometimes they do. Hey, callers, remember, if we call you back, answer. It may be an unknown number to you, but it's probably us calling you back, and we want to hear from you live on the air. It's 323-203-0815, and we've got a caller on the line. Hey, caller, you're on live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys. So you called me at the exact right time. So I just found out the guy that was dating me, the one that claimed he was divorced, and we know he's separated, basically just posted a Throwback Thursday picture of him and his supposed ex-wife on Instagram, and I just confronted him. I couldn't see it, but a friend of mine was able to see the picture and sent it to me, and I just confronted him and said, you claimed 3 hours ago that you're not reconciling with her and there's nothing going on with her, but you are posting pictures with her. And he said, what does that have to do with anything? It's just the picture. You're crazy. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I keep saying to this guy, I don't feel comfortable with the dynamic there, and asking when he's getting a divorce. And he tells me they're not reconciling, all this other stuff. And then I turn around and here is this picture. And he's telling me I'm crazy that it's just the picture. And
well,
I feel like he's gaslighting me. Like, I hate that he keeps, you know what I mean? Like, he was yelling at me on the phone and kept saying, you're crazy.
I want you to know he was just blustering you into surrender.
And then you called at the same time I was on the phone with him. So I just told him I got to go, and I hung up the phone. But I don't like that he keeps trying to twist things back on me, like to make me feel like I'm imagining things.
Right. He has a right to attempt to do whatever he's doing. And you have the right to turn him down.
And now he's calling me again right now. It's just like, why does he keep calling me? I don't understand this. Just
because
to argue with me.
He wants to have sex with you. He wants to pick your cherry.
Wow, I don't know. I'm just so disappointed that we, you know, 6 months, we've been going on 6 months, and I keep trying to have honest conversations with him, like two adults. He's 48 years old. And it seems like every time I try to have a conversation, he likes to turn it into a joke, or he says I have a vivid imagination and that I am just not making sense.
We call those people psychopaths. There are two kinds of paths. Psychopaths, which try to convince you you're nuts for taking care of yourself, and sociopaths. You're married to the right person, or your dad's got the money, and they can make money, power, or prestige getting you to be their object. So he sounds like a psychopath trying to convince you you're crazy for not giving you to him.
Right. And I'm just so hurt right now because I'm not even at home. I'm traveling and this is all going on. And I'm just sitting here like, wow, we had almost a two hour conversation this morning. And it seems like we just keep going in circles because I keep trying to tell him to look at things through my point of view, and that any woman that's dealing with a man that's still in contact with
his
supposed ex.
I've got news for you. There are lots of women that would relate to him if they were drunk enough, drugged enough, or lonely enough. Are you lonely enough to give you to him?
No, I'm not.
Well, your delay indicate you do find him attractive and you want to be intimate with him, but he sets too high a price.
Yeah, because now he just texts me about shoes, like nothing just happened. He's like, oh, you should get those shoes you were telling me about. That's what the text just came in. Like this is the type of craziness right now. Like talking about
news
when I just saw a picture of
this
woman
and
him.
This obviously has worked for him in the past, and he's trying it on you.
So what do you suggest I do? Obviously
I
cut him off, because at this point
it's
no...
I suggest that you treat him courteously. You have every right to talk me into doing it your ways, and I love you very much, but not better than myself. Got it?
Wow. Got it. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. There's a lot of gaslighting and such.
I understand that. We are basically animals, and we fight for our animal needs. And that's fine, except you've got to take your position.
Exactly. We've got another caller on. Caller, do you have a question?
Hi, yeah, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Oh, thanks so much. Okay, I called a few weeks ago and you told me about the high buy letter. I did write it to him and sent it to him at his office. Anyway, I didn't hear anything back, so I don't know if he really got it or
How long? You sent the letter when?
A couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago.
He's got 8 weeks to return the call, the letter. He's only been gone 2 weeks. You've got 6 more weeks to wait. And the last 2 weeks are the worst tense ones for you and for him. Don't reach out to him. Please let him reach out to you. And if he doesn't reach out to you in the 8 weeks since you gave him the letter, he's gone.
Okay. So I was just telling you which person I was. There's a new person now. He asked, this new person asked me out a while ago. I mean, he asked me out a few times at times that I couldn't go. And, you know, each time I...
Why? Because you were in love with this other man?
No, because he said, you know, like, can you meet at, like, Thursday night at 10:30 or something, you know, and it was just I can't go out. I'm like going to bed.
No,
at
that's not,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Not a date. That's a rendezvous.
Well, I mean, I do understand he has work until late. So, I mean, each time I just said, you know, thank you for inviting me, but that's too late for me. And then
Good girl.
Courteous. Yeah. And I mean, the first time he said it, I was sort of offended, although I obviously didn't tell him that, but But then I realized why, because of his schedule. So then I just stopped taking it personally.
Good.
And anyway, so then one night he was able to ask me out for, you know, a really reasonable early time. And we went out and we had a really nice time and we got along really well.
Good.
And it was like a Monday night. And so he asked me out for that Saturday. And then I actually thought that he was flaking, but then, you know, sometimes on these apps, like the messages don't come through. And so the point is that the next day I realized he actually had messaged me and it didn't come through for whatever reason. So I told him, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't see your message. And he said it was no problem and that he wanted to go out again. And then we made a date for this past Thursday. And then kind of right before the date, like an hour or two beforehand, he said, oh, hey, by the way, I just wanted to let you know that I'm really just looking for something casual. And so I think he said, like, you know, is that what you want or something like that? And I said, well, I definitely don't want something casual. And so we didn't go out that day. Then we made a plan to see each other on Sunday. And when we saw each other, he immediately, you know, within a couple minutes said, okay, I wanted to talk to you about what I said, you know, about the casual thing. Really, I just don't want to have kids. And I thought that you wanted to have kids. So that's what I was trying to say. And I mean, I don't want to have kids. So then he was like, oh, well, then problem solved. Like, let's date, you know? And so I said, okay. And we had a really nice day. We actually spent like a long time together and he took me out to dinner and stuff. My question is, you know, is it possible to seriously date someone who, you know, before the second date was already saying they just want something casual, even though he sort of clarified it with this other thing about the kids, but, you know, is it realistic?
As long as he's willing not to have sex with you if you want to get married. Do you want to get married?
Yeah.
Then why would you ever get bonded to him sexually? Tell him I'd love to date you as a friend. If you don't have something to do and I don't have something to do, we'll do something casual.
So, sorry, I'm a little confused.
He is offering you a casual relationship, which usually ultimately contains casual sex. You want to get married. Having casual sex does not support the idea of getting married.
Right, but we're not having sex, and I told him that I wouldn't be able to have sex without a commitment.
Then please,
and that it would probably take a while.
Like two friends.
Okay.
Go to the movies, go to ball games, go bowling, but don't go to bed. Don't.
Okay, so it sounds like it's a lot
physically.
Of time, basically.
What?
It sounds like you think it's a lost cause for romantically.
Wait a minute. I'm saying if you want to get...
Yeah, but that's every guy, right? Mm-hmm.
No, that's not every guy. A guy that wants to get married wants to be with a virtuous woman that he knows won't screw him or his friend. One of the saddest things women do is have casual sex with men they're interested in, only to find out when they do marry that he knows she can't be trusted. So the first time she's 5 minutes late, he says, who was he? Because he got in, he knows he can get in.
Uh-huh.
Men,
but yeah, we're not having
virtue.
Sex, so I mean.
What? But I'm hearing that he's setting it up. He wants to hang out with you, play house with you.
Right. Okay.
He doesn't want to spend money on you. He doesn't want to court you.
I mean, he took me out to dinner, you know.
What?
He took me out to dinner.
That's nice. How many times have you dated him?
Well, we've only had 2 dates.
Okay. So he took you out
to dinner.
And he
did pay both times. So.
And he's saying, I don't want to get married, and that's okay if he wants to mate. Mating is marriage without a contract. It's monogamous, it's continuous, and it's long-term. You see?
Yeah. He didn't say he didn't want to get married. He says he doesn't want to have kids, which I also don't. So.
Okay. Do you want kids?
No. But I want to get married.
Okay, so you're compatible. But you want to get married?
Yeah.
Well, then that would be the question that he'd have to answer yes.
So would
be
you
sure
ask him that
compatible.
The next time I see him?
No, you ask him before you have intercourse with him. When you have intercourse, you run the risk of bonding to him physically, and it will be hard for you to separate from him.
Right, but I'm not having intercourse with him, and I already told him that I'm not going to unless
we're
a couple, you know.
Then are you willing, if he doesn't want to think about getting married ever, are you willing to be friends with him?
Yeah.
But don't have intercourse with him, because that's physical marriage. Well, then have fun.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, caller.
Yes. The only problem with him is eventually he's going to have a girl for sex.
Right. Right. I think we've got another caller coming. Let's make sure here. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let's see what's going on. Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9.
Okay. Callers, again, if you are getting a call, you maybe don't recognize the number. It's probably us calling you back if you were in the queue.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I hear a voice.
Yeah, and the wilderness. Okay, so yeah, so if you called in and you're listening and maybe you didn't pick up the line, it's probably calling you back. And so please pick up. 323-203-0815 is the number to call in. What class did you... what class are you doing? Are you doing another class this weekend coming?
Yeah, this week is script. Scripting.
Oh, man. Scripting is the best.
If you're in the 12-step programs, it would be an inventory. But in TA, it's called a script, a life script.
Oh,
people
yeah.
Have programmed you.
Okay, we've got another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I have a question.
I do.
Awesome.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
I recently reconnected with an ex-boyfriend, and I'm wondering
you connected
whether...
with him. He connected with you. Who chased who?
I initiated this reconnection. When we first started dating, he was the first one to. He approached me when we first started dating.
Perfect. Now you've decided to chase him.
Yes. And my thought was...
I have no problem. Wait a minute. I have no problem with women want to be respected. I have no problem with men wanting to be cherished. 18% of our marriages today are with men heading up the home and women being the breadwinners. There is nothing wrong with a woman wanting to be the respected leader of a family and her man or her woman, because I work for gays, lesbians, straights. It's okay for men to want to be cherished and it's okay for women to want to be respected. The danger comes when one person wants to be both respected and cherished the other person ends up a zero.
Mm.
That's narcissism.
Okay. Well, my thought was, you know, I was just going to pursue a friendship. I mean, I really don't want to be the respectable one if I'm, you know, dating someone. I actually don't want that.
If you're being romantic, if you're being intimate.
Right. So we ended up going out for dinner. He suggested it, and it felt like a date to me, and it kind of rekindled these feelings of me wanting to date him. At the end of the date or meeting, a dinner, he said, oh, let's go to this other place that I had mentioned. And I said, yes. And then I haven't heard from him. Now it's only been, a few weeks. It hasn't been 8 weeks, but I'm wondering, should I give him the 8 weeks or should I do the, where did you go?
Wait a minute. He said, I want to take you to this place. Mm-hmm. On another occasion or the same night?
Oh, another occasion.
All right. And you didn't hear from him?
Correct.
Okay. That, my friend, is a result of men feeling afraid of being assertive because of a lot of the Me Too mad women are scaring men into not wanting to be assertive because we might misunderstand it as aggressive. So I give you permission. It's been 1 week since he dated you and said, we're going to do this again.
Yeah, it's been about 2.5 weeks.
I know that, but feel free to do the following. This is a new technique that I've been bringing out for the scared men. They're getting scared of following up with their request for dates that will misunderstand them as being aggressive. So you have my permission to say in text form, do you text him or call him?
Yes.
What do you do?
What? We text. We've been texting.
Text. Okay. This is what you would write. You said you wanted to do something, blah, blah, again, when we last were together. Where did you go?
Okay.
You see what that says? You can't use this technique if he didn't say something like, I want to do this again with you. I want to go out again. I had fun. Do you see?
Okay. Yes.
But this is the price tag for women today. When you gather together and say you're mad at men, because they use and abuse we women, the men become afraid of us. And they ghost us.
Yes.
So I have created a technique, which I just gave you. You said we'd go out. Where did you go?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck. I will try.
Thank you. What?
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see if we maybe have time for another one.
Okay. When we go over like we did last week, do they cut it down? What do they do with it?
Oh, no. They just usually just let it roll. But
okay.
We try not to do that. So we've got another caller coming.
Hi.
All right. Hi, you're live on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. So great to be on the air with you, Pat. I have a few questions.
Hi. What's your question?
I have two questions about the same individual that I want to ask you about. So I want to know how a man's first sexual experience can sort of wire him for intimacy later on. And I want to share this with you because I want to maybe better understand how this person may relate to intimacy based on that first sexual experience.
You mean his first sexual experience? or yours? Are you interested? What impacts men?
Okay. Well, specific example, and have you give me feedback?
Statement.
Yes.
When women are molested early in their life, it wounds their brain into becoming extremely horny. They produce too many dopamine receptors. When a man is molested early on in his life, you know, like 10, 8, 9, 10, 11, what happens is when you touch a boy without his permission, it can break his spirit. And that means he loses confidence in his ability to stake out his territory. Not every gay man is biologically gay. Many gay men have been molested and abused by a man or a woman in early life, which breaks their spirit of confidence and causes them to find it easier to have sex with a man than with a woman who's expecting him to feel courageous. Some men are very afraid of intimacy based on being molested by somebody in the family or outside the family. So
okay. So this is the okay, go ahead. Sorry. So
no,
the twist on this is this man grew up in, he's from Mexico, so, and he grew up in, you know, more of an elite class. So in his family, the uncles, you know, sent a woman, I'm sure he was curious about sex around 15, 16, to teach him how to be with a woman, to take his virginity, basically. And
in the process, molested him.
Okay. So even if he desired it as a young, horny boy, and he was being taught how to have sex with a woman, and he wanted that, and it wasn't against his own wish.
I've got news for you. In order to teach him how to be sexual with a woman, the teacher had to be sexual. That's called pedophilia.
Wow. So.
I'm a Catholic.
Okay, so this.
And my
pardon?
Church. I said, I'm Catholic. And my church has inadvertently or consciously or evilly allowed young priests who were not good people to molest kids. And the kids are confused because they're taught to respect priests. And when a priest touches them, they think it's part of God's plan, which totally screws up their head when it comes to making love to a woman. You see? So
yes.
I just want you to understand, early sexual experiences can be horribly damaging. Horribly.
And I think in the Mexican culture, though, I think as he, when he told me about this experience, there obviously was a very more of a masculine sort of like, yeah, you know, it's all good. She taught me how to do this, or, you know.
I've got news for you. I would have rather that he found a woman and they grew up together sexually. I don't see any benefit of a surrogate adult sexual trainer to a young person. That's pedophilia.
Right. So this person also over the course of his life, you know, had an opportunity to marry someone he loved, but chose not to. He also has done a few interesting things that have made me think maybe he really has this really, maybe trauma, you know, going on or something around this intimacy thing.
I just told you what's going on.
Yes, exactly. Right. Right. So, for example,
so
when he communicates
to go to, there's a type of therapy called EMDR, eye movement rapid desensitization, which can help him release his confusion about this ill-advised sex training.
Mm-hmm. So in a communication, obviously, yes. So in a communication transaction, for example, you know, we didn't speak for a very long time, which was difficult. But when he did approach me about a year or so later, he had pretended to be somewhat like he was calling the wrong person and all of that. And so these little communication things, I wonder how to communicate with him, because I try to be as open as I can, but I don't always know how to deal with that kind of sort of mask, you know, even though I know he's a really
honey,
tender
it's
person.
It's not a mask. It's
what
the
is it?
Fake self he was taught. He was taught to be fake.
And with that, I'm going to have to say we're out of time. Dr. Allen, real fast before we go, what do you have to say?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
And you can look into EMDR, my dear, online. I believe Austin, Texas is the headquarters for EMDR.
Yes, that's right. EMDR, Austin, Texas.
And we love you all. We'll be back next week. Until then, be healthy, be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.